Chapter 3 The Second Spirit. A strange light falling on his bed woke Scrooge again. The light seemed to be coming from the next room. Certain that the second spirit had come, Scrooge went into the room. He found it filled with plants and all kinds of food. And there was a happy giant sitting among them all. The giant wore a loose robe, and he held a torch that filled the room with light. "Come in, and get to know me better," said the ghost happily. "I am the ghost of Christmas Present." "Spirit," said Scrooge in a quiet voice, "take me where you will. I learned a lesson from the spirit before you. Tonight, if you have anything to teach me, let me benefit from it." "Touch my robe," said the spirit. The next moment, Scrooge found himself carried along as the spirit flew through the town. His torch's light gave cheer and plenty to all on whom it fell. And then Scrooge and the spirit stood before Bob Cratchit's door. The spirit let his light fall there too. In the house, Scrooge watched Mrs. Cratchit and four children cook their Christmas dinner. Then Mr. Cratchit returned from church. He carried another child on his shoulder. The child was a boy born with a bad leg. His name was Tiny Tim. "How was church?" Mrs. Cratchit asked. "Fine, Mother," said Tiny Tim. "I was glad to be there on Christmas Day. I think people who saw me remembered the one who made lame men walk so long ago." The family laughed as they put dinner on the table. Scrooge watched them eat and laugh and enjoy their time together. "Spirit," said Scrooge as he watched the family, "tell me if Tiny Tim will live."
"I see an empty chair. I see a crutch without an owner. If things go on as they are, the child will die."
This thought upset Scrooge. But the spirit had more to show him of that Christmas day. They visited the home of Scrooge's nephew. They visited poor homes, homes far from the city, and homes in other lands. All were enjoying time together with family and friends. Finally, it was time for Scrooge to return to his lonely apartment. But the spirit had one more thing to show him there.
"Look here, man," said the spirit.
Then he pulled two thin and ugly children from under his robe. They both had hungry and evil looks in their eyes.
"Are they yours?" Scrooge asked in horror.
"They are man's. The boy is ignorance. The girl is want. Keep them both far from you. The boy is the worst. Deny him as best you can." Then the spirit disappeared. But Scrooge was not alone. No sooner had he got back into bed than the third spirit appeared.